Just a few hours before today's suicide attack in Israel, President Bush told reporters that U.S. envoy Anthony Zinni was making progress in his mission to arrange a truce between the Israelis and Palestinians. The bombing, following Chairman Arafat's decision not to attend the Arab summit, is another blow to U.S. efforts to bring peace to the Middle East. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Bush administration officials had lobbied hard for Israel to make it possible for Arafat to attend the Arab summit. White House officials said the summit should focus on the new Mideast peace plan outlined by Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah rather than the issue of attendance. But Prime Minister Sharon refused to bend, and Arafat stayed home. Today, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher took the positive view.
The Arabs are meeting. Through the efforts of Crown Prince Abdullah, they are discussing the issue of peace with Israel. That's something we've looked for a long time. Clearly, we would rather see Chairman Arafat there, but it's important that they are getting together in this context, and we think that the role that Crown Prince Abdullah is playing is very constructive.
Philip Wilcox, former U.S. Consul General in Jerusalem and now president of the Foundation for Middle East Peace, says the outcome represents a failure in diplomacy by the United States, although Wilcox says the Arabs won't see it that way.
The Arabs will interpret this as a lack of vigor in American diplomacy rather than a lack of American capability, and will continue to press the United States to act more firmly to stop the violence and resume a political process.
As for Sharon, Wilcox predicts he may pay a price for disregarding repeated high-level appeals by U.S. officials to allow Arafat to go to the summit and to return home afterward.
Sharon has been quite clever over the past year in not giving overt offense to the Bush administration. He's appeared to be cooperative and a partner, and he knows that in the past where Israeli governments have stubbornly defied U.S. interests and wishes, that has been harmful to our relationship, and this time, he seems to have ignored that lesson.
Wilcox suggests that the U.S. may become more sympathetic to the Palestinian view, that dealing with political issues cannot await a ceasefire and an end to violence, as Sharon has long insisted. Analyst Stephen Cohen of the Israel Policy Forum says the U.S. efforts to arrange a Mideast ceasefire and what's happened at the Arab summit illustrate a fundamental U.S. problem.
We have not taken seriously for some time the complexities of inter-Arab politics. I think that we came to a misinterpretation of the implications of the coalition that we were able to create when the United States went to war against Iraq to kick the Iraqis out of Kuwait. We thought that out of that we had the structure of a permanent coalition relationship with key Arab states. And we didn't do enough since then to maintain those relationships and to understand all of the forces that were undermining those relationships.
Stephen Cohen says there are deep divisions within the Arab world. He says the U.S. must consider that very carefully as it moves the war on terrorism from Muslim soil that is not Arab to Muslim soil that is Arab, meaning Iraq. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.